Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, probably every town and city in Ireland has at least a few shop fronts that don't look the best. Sometimes it can be entire streets. So what can local authorities do about that? Maria Donoghue is an architect and independent councillor in Limerick who wants to do something about this. Good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
How bad is it in Limerick?
Well, it's probably no worse than most cities, but I think it could be an awful lot better, to be honest with you. I would say our main thoroughfares particularly could do with a bit of a targeted approach to shopfront design guidelines and tidying them up, you know?
Yeah. And so, but describe for us, if you can, in a bit more detail, what's a bad shopfront and what do the guidelines say it should look like?
Well, you know, we have had shopfront design guidelines launched recently here in Limerick, and I suppose it's great that we have them. They're very much targeting, I suppose, traditional type shopfront design, and I don't necessarily think everything has to be a traditional shopfront. I think a good shopfront should reflect the building that it's part of or the streetscape, and shouldn't be cluttered. And what we're seeing a lot of at the moment in Limerick is whereby while we have a lot of very good retailers and businesses that have lovely shop fronts that are well maintained, you know, they're very clear. We have some then that have like plastic signboards that might be falling down. There might be corrugated board. They feel very temporary. They're not good quality. It's not clear what they are inside in the businesses. The windows might be blocked up with covered with stickers, so you can't actually see into the shop. They're not lending anything to the streetscape, you know. So that's kind of there's a prevalence of this now creeping in, and we need to take a hold of it and stop before it becomes more commonplace.
Yeah. I suppose though, different sorts of businesses might think they need different sorts of signs out the front. Like a fast food restaurant wants to look like a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, and that's absolutely fine. I think it's actually a very good point. You know, we need our businesses to talk and sell what they're offering, I guess. And, you know, towns and cities are suffering from online shopping. So we need the shopping experience to change and evolve. And part of that, in my own opinion, and it's kind of shared widely as well, is that coming into town or cities to shop should be more sociable. And, you know, people's dwell time, the lingering time should increase, and that includes having pleasant surroundings. And if shops and businesses, you know, promote what they're selling in a creative or simple way, you know, that really adds to the whole experience. And I would imagine the transaction then between the shopper and the business would go up, you know.
Have you noticed, are there particular sorts of businesses that are kind of tacky looking?
Well, I mean, you know, there are businesses that would say would have maybe certain types of maybe phone shops, not all phone shops, but some of them, or maybe certain vape shops, not all again, but they could do with really, you know, tidying up their act. And it's not about, you know, sanitizing or creating a sort of a uniform shop front. But I think, you know, they could be more considerate of what they're looking like from the street. And it can be very creative, you know, like we have a lot of tattoo parlors here in Limerick, and they have amazing shop fronts, beautiful frontages that are wet night, beautiful colours, you know, very lovely designs, and some of the best, you know, streetscapes and some of the best shop fronts we've seen in Limerick. They have just, you know, transfers or stickers on simple windows, and you can see beyond that into what's inside in the shop, and it would attract you in. So I think, you know, there's every reason for shops and businesses to have a good, literally a shop window onto the street. It does promote their business.
Yeah. So what do the guidelines say, Maria?
Well, they do have, I suppose, advice around the different what we call solid to void ratio. So what's solid, what's vacant window, what you can see through, and even the sizes of lettering, sizes of door openings, all of this. Now, they're very traditional in their approach, and I appreciate that. But, you know, we could have more contemporary guidelines, I think, to help us evolve our design guidelines. But I suppose the biggest issue for me is that while we have these lovely design guidelines, they're not mandatory. They're not in the statutory documents. They're not part of the Planning Act or the planning or development plan here in the city. So I put forward a question in the local metropolitan area council meeting that we should have a dedicated enforcement officer to ensure that these guidelines are adhered to. You know, otherwise we're depending on the goodwill of all businesses. And as I said earlier, some of the businesses are great. They have beautiful shops and really lovely streets to be in, but not everybody is of that mind. And what I discovered during that meeting was that we only have two enforcement officers for Limerick City and County. Meanwhile, Tipperary County have 8 enforcement officers. So you see where the issues are arising. So I'm calling on the council to invest more in the resourcing of enforcement officers, not just for shopfronts, but for vacancy, dereliction, and also just good use of our buildings. Because I ran on a mandate of working to stop the decline of Limerick City. That was my whole mandate, you know, and linking the suburbs up better with our city centre. And for me, this is a key thing. You know, we have no teeth if we don't have dedicated staff to protect our built environment.
Yeah. If there are only guidelines, though, Maria, how can you enforce a guideline?
Well, I was talking to a sign writer, a very well-renowned sign writer here in Limerick, Tom Collins. He does beautiful hand-painted signage for different retailers and businesses. He said when he's working in other towns and other cities, and not even cities, big towns, he will have a visit from the enforcement officer within a day or two of starting work, and they'll tell him what they'll find acceptable and not, even though these are guidelines as well. But they make themselves felt, you know. They have their presence very much there on the ground, and I think if people felt that there was a pair of eyes looking out for this, not just mine, Sean, but somebody who was actually working for the council, it might help with standards, you know. Yeah. We all can gain from this. And it's not necessarily the most expensive signage or the most expensive design, but it's just something that's careful, considered, you know, and not shouting at us graphically. Yeah.
I imagine there's probably some businesses listening saying, oh, I'd love to have a nice sign or a tastefully decorated outside, but I just can't afford it. It's hard enough keeping your head above water financially.
I know it is, and I totally understand that. And I'm actually working with another councillor here in Limerick, Councillor Peter Doyle. We're working with the Chamber of Commerce. We're having an evening coming up in the next couple of weeks, date and time to be confirmed, where we'll be actually sharing information on grants that are available from the local enterprise office here in Limerick on how to upgrade your premises. So we are following through with action on this. You know, I appreciate that, you know, investing in your premises, it's not cheap. Like, I'm an architect and I can tell you the construction costs are going up and up, not at the scale they were going up 3 or 4 years ago, but they certainly haven't come down. But we have to help our businesses stay in business. I've spoken to several businesses over the last 6 or 8 months particularly, and, you know, they need help to stay open. And if our businesses close, you know, we're all talking about shop local, but, you know, it's a real thing. Our towns and cities are complex spaces. They're layered with shops, businesses, people living there, people studying there. And if we lose our businesses, you know, we lose a very important cornerstone of our city.
Yeah.
So I'm doing everything I can to help them.
Yeah. Are you seeing that happening in the centre of Limerick, that businesses are closing down?
They are, and I don't think it's unique to Limerick, but I mean, I'm hearing from businesses who are telling me that if the next 6 months don't turn around, I'm in trouble here. And, you know, they're doing everything they can. They're opening. Some of them are also selling online, and they'll tell me that the online shopping is funding the physical shop because they buy into Limerick. They buy into that we need to keep our towns and cities afloat with business. And while business isn't the most important part of life in the city, it's a very important one. Otherwise, if we only have people living in town and no businesses, well, then it's a giant suburb, you know. So, and the beauty of towns and cities are that they're made up of multiple uses, you know. They're diverse. They're places where lots of things are happening, and we need to support that. And I'm hearing it now on the ground, and it's not necessarily who you'd think either that are in trouble. But having said all of that, we see a lot of inward investment. You know, we see a lot of investment in what was the former Debenhams Roche Stores site, a key site here in the city centre. That's hopefully opening up now before Christmas with a key retailer. And we're hoping those sorts of large developments will help the smaller retailers stay afloat as well, that there'll be offshoots.
Yeah. But actually, that's an interesting. By the same token, if you have a street in Limerick and say there's 6 shops on it, but 2 of them are kind of dodgy looking, does that affect the business of the other 4?
Well, you'd hope it'd be the other way around. I mean, I'm only gauging it now by my own ambition here for Limerick, you know. But like, you'd hope that the good habits. Oh God, I sound like my mother now. I would hope the good habits would rub off on the other two shops. But unfortunately, we can't hope or depend on hopes, or we can't pin our hopes, if you like, on goodwill. You know, I think we need to give that an assertive nudge, if you like.
Yeah.
And help these guidelines, which the local authority, which the council has developed, that we assertively endorse that they are followed, you know.
Maria, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Maria Donoghue there, an architect and independent councillor in Limerick. A few comments on that. She's right. I don't like spending time in town shopping because there isn't a nice enough atmosphere. I don't find shops in my town do enough to attract customers, and it makes me not want to hang around. I get in and get out. Someone else says, I go into Carlow twice a week. Lovely town, but the shop signage is appalling all over the place. Shop windows are such an easy win for foot traffic, says his texter, and more customers. I don't know why many of them don't bother or just make a minimal effort. Somebody else says they live in Selbridge, and what is supposed to be a tasteful and somber Georgian village is a mass of ugly signs. It's a free for all. The signs in the village are the gateway into Castletown House. Though somebody else says, yeah, be realistic. Having a nice sign is the least of our priorities when we're regularly trying to make ends meet and keep our doors open. Someone else says, awful shop signs make the rest of us look bad on the same street. It gives the impression that we're run down when the rest of us are doing the best we can to bring customers in. And finally, someone says, has she worked in retail? Traditional retail is in a chronic crisis. Rates paid by retail are not returned in any way to the business. Dereliction is a problem, while retail has moved online to lower cost warehouses outside towns where the rates are lower. Gosh, that's a bit of a grim picture.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.